Yolanda just got back from puking her lunch up. Why does this woman not put her makeup on before the camera rolls? Good grief, what is this? Every day we have to watch her powdering her face? She's always in her makeup bag and primping. They really think they're stars, don't they? She looks old since she left Channel 6 and Fox. She's not as bubbly or as fun as she used to be.
Mommy!
It's the Momcast.
Really, Mom?
Mommy!
Mom!
You are listening.
Momcast!
The Momcast.
Welcome to Momcast. I'm Stacey McKay. Our producer Greg is here. And the person those comments were about is Yolanda Harris, who is anchor at WBNS 10TV and has been in Columbus lots and lots of years.
Many, many years.
And a very beloved TV personality, I should say. So, and that's what we're talking about today, dealing with online bullying.
Online bullying. I think social media has created some monsters out there.
I believe so. And Yolanda, first of all, thank you for being on Momcast.
Thank you for having me.
And, you know, some might say, well, how is this working to Momcast? Well, because we're women first.
True.
And I think we as women need to hear some of this conversation today.
Right.
And we'll also talk a little bit about the struggle to have children. We'll get in on that because that's something I went through, and I know you and I share that experience.
Right, right.
So we're going to talk about that. But at hand, I wanted to talk to you about this because I have to tell you, I know on Channel 10, which is a local Columbus station, for those that don't live in Columbus, you all do a Facebook Live where people can see what the newscast looks like as it's going on behind the scenes. And quite often I will jump on there because I enjoy seeing it. And I've actually sent you little notes from time to time.
Yeah, and I'll say, hi, Stacey.
Yes, hey, what's going on? So I see some of the comments that come up, and I have to be honest, I've never known I've actually started to type to those people.
Oh.
And then I stop.
Yes.
And I think, well, I should say something. And sometimes someone will say something. And I have to say, I sit and wonder, you know, because I know when we do Facebook Live, you're looking at that stuff.
Right.
And you're trying to respond to people. And I often wonder how you deal with some of the nasty, hateful comments that people make. And I know as a TV personality, you know, you have to be cognizant of your appearance. It's just the nature
of it. Absolutely, you do.
I mean, you have to.
Who doesn't comb their hair before they go to work?
Right.
You just happen to be looking at me behind the scenes before I go to work on the air delivering the news.
Right.
But
so you see two different things. You see what you see on the television.
Right.
On Facebook, you see what's going on behind the scenes.
Exactly.
And that's what some of those comments were about. Oh, well, she's putting her makeup on or she's brushing her hair. Well, yeah, I would be too.
Exactly. What's wrong
with
ready.
That?
Exactly.
I'm getting ready. So how you really kind of stepped up and you commented to these bullies. You said, I need to make a comment about this. I need to address what's going on. What brought you to that place? What was it that day that made you say, I need to say something here?
I'll tell you what it was. Frankly, those comments that you read, the ones that I pointed out, those weren't even the meanest comments.
No.
I've gotten meaner ones. Most people are really nice, but I've gotten meaner ones. But on that particular day, I just had had enough. And I think it may have been I had just had a birthday. I turned, we won't say, but yeah, I had a birthday. Well, you know what? Screw it.
Right.
I turned 48 years old. That was on January
8th. But I get
8th.
It.
Right.
I get
so
it.
So I was a little sensitive, you know? So then the very next day, she looks old. Okay. You know, you don't say that the day after your birthday,
right.
And you know, you already feel sensitive about it. So I was like, you know what? I'm tired of this. What I'm tired of is always being the one that has to take the high road, always being the one that I can never clap back or say anything back,
mm-hmm.
because you know, you're in the
I know.
Media as well.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the liberty to do that like everyone else on social media does. I don't understand why our job is so different. Because they have jobs too.
Mm-hmm.
So why did they have the liberty to do that and feel that that's okay? That's something I would never do, even if I could. I
mm-hmm.
wouldn't go and critique someone while they're doing their job and complain about their looks, their hair, how they speak, what they were at their old job, or they don't like you on this station now. And I'm thinking, well, why are you watching this?
Right.
You know, this is behind the scenes at this station. If you don't like me, why are you watching it? So those weren't the meanest ones, but that was the day I just had enough. I was tired of it. And I thought, let me address this because, for one, it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
From a human perspective, why? And then, for two, as women, I always feel we should lift other women up. I don't need you to give me compliments. I don't need you to tell me I look beautiful. I don't need that. But I also don't need you to degrade me
mm-hmm.
while I'm trying to do my job.
And we've talked about this here, the fact that I'm not sure why it is. I don't know if it's we're not confident in ourselves, a lack of confidence maybe, or just being jealous in general. But we as women tend to be some of the harshest critics of other women.
Right.
And I don't understand that. I try to get to the heart of that, but it is difficult. So yeah, I think that's when it hurts more when it's women.
Yes.
And I have never experienced anything to your level, but there are always online bullies, and I've
Absolutely.
Experienced some of that. And I am the person that just says, well, I try to look at what's going on, because sometimes it may be someone that you know, and maybe, you know, they're going through something, but I've never stood up. And I have to tell you, that's not a criticism of you. I was like, wow. As soon as I saw your post and you say that and people responding to you, it's like, good for you.
It really took off. I wasn't expecting that much response, that much support. And then you even had people who did some bullying in my anti-bullying post.
Right.
You know,
and I was going to say, after you said something and not even seeing any response, how did you feel? I mean, did it make you feel better?
Honestly, it did. I stayed after work. I think I was there to maybe like, we got off the air at 11:30. I was there till like 1 working on this. I had talked to my husband and he was like, what are you going to say? And I thought, well, I'm smart enough to not write anything bad. I had to be mm-hmm. firm. I had to get my point across. But you want to do it in a polite way. Whenever I make a post, I always think, would I be ashamed if this person took my post and reposted it for mm-hmm. people to see? So I had to think about that. I wanted to do it in a kind way and an encouraging way and say, hey, you know, this is wrong. Life is short. We need to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
And bullying is not acceptable. I'm a human being too, and it affects me. That's not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Go somewhere else with your hate speech and all that. But a lot of people get bullied. And I think about, you know, our kids, our impressionable teenagers. That's what I really worry about. So I thought, maybe this is good because they'll see, hey, even she gets bullied.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even Yolanda Harris, anchor of this newscast, gets bullied.
And probably because of the nature of what you do, public, in a much, I think, harsher way to deal with sometimes. And I think it's important for people to know, and women to know, we all have feelings. And you know, because I read a lot of, well, that comes with the territory. And
but why? Why?
I get told that a lot, too. It's like, well, why does it come with the territory?
Right.
And so you tend to just accept it and internalize it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you did was right in that fact. It lets everybody know, because that, as a parent, I have to be honest, is one of my biggest fears.
I'm
is
sure.
Social media with my daughter.
Yep.
Because it's hard enough oftentimes. We find that the girls tend to be the meanest mm-hmm. to each other, and I'm not excluding her from that category.
Right.
We try to work on that. But then you put that online, and it breaks my heart already, and nothing's happened because she's not on there yet.
Right. And you're doing the right thing right now.
I want her to know the power of words.
And you're teaching her, how to treat other people. That's so important. I have a niece. She went through a little mean girl phase. And you know what? Unacceptable. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want anyone doing it to her, and she's not going to do it to anyone else. And it's just part of learning. And I think that's where parents really have to step in and teach their kids and just kind of be cognizant of what they're doing. And when mm-hmm. they are on social media, check that out. What are they writing? Who are they communicating with? Because it's important. We have to teach people, you know, our young ones, I think.
It's hard. And I wanted to tell you how I appreciated you doing that. And I know, as you mentioned, you got a lot of bullying after the fact. Every post I've seen, because a lot of people shared your post,
mm-hmm.
There were some bullies there.
Yes,
that,
there were.
That
like
had some negative things
cry
to say.
Baby.
Yeah.
They call me a crybaby. What?
I know.
Crybaby. Boo-hoo. Somebody said this. But you know what? It is what it is. There's those people have some issues they need to work with. So hopefully someone took something away from that and learned something. Mm-hmm. That's what I hope, you know. And as for you, as for me, as for all of us in the media, I don't know why they think it comes with the territory. This is a job. This is a service that we're doing to our community. It's a job. So should everyone have to take that because they have a job? I don't think so.
I think it's difficult.
So we actually had a post we put up on Momcast, and my wife and I got some heat.
You did, big time.
And I don't mind sharing, but it was, we did the Halloween prank, the Jimmy Kimmel Halloween prank, where we pretended to eat our kids' food, Halloween candy, and
so many parents do it, right? Yeah,
and we put that up, and there were quite a few people who were calling us bad parents. These people are unfit to parent. They shouldn't have kids, and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I guess I kind of let it roll off because I'm, you know, in the industry, whatever.
Right.
I put it up. I knew what I was getting into. But I wasn't aware of how bad it was going to make my wife feel. So she really was hurt by this stuff.
Well, no mom wants to be called
a
bad parent.
Exactly.
No,
especially one that is a caring, loving mother.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a big insult.
You take pride in that.
Yeah. So I guess that's the thing, too, is people don't realize just kind of the domino effect. You know, we're doing this, as you say, kind of as a service for us. We're just doing some fun content for everybody to have and enjoy.
Right.
You know, and it comes with the territory. But it can be hurtful, and my initial instinct was just to rip everybody a new one. You know,
you want to, yeah, you want
to. And we ended up just taking the post down, and I felt defeated. I'm like, they won, because this was a fun thing we put up and we did. We were excited about, and we ended up just feeling like they won. They beat us. They got the best of me. And you're right. So I say, nice job, congratulations. I'm proud of you for actually stepping up to these bullies, because you can do it in a way that isn't angry, isn't mean back to them.
Right. You have to watch your words and not be a
bully. Hopefully at least one of those people said, you know what, you're right. You know, it's the old thing. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
Well, and it puts a face. This is why social media, I believe, and I think we've said it before, is it's so easy to criticize people, is because you're not looking them in the face.
Right.
You're not talking to them directly. And I try to picture anything that I would post, looking, Yolanda, I'm looking at you in the eye. Would someone say those things to you if they were looking at you?
I don't think they
would. No. And that's the thing. You're hiding behind anonymity, really.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that there are trolls online that make up fake accounts and just make comments. And it's hard. I felt so bad just for Greg and his wife because we kept going back and forth about this. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you handle it? The thing about it is, and you know this, when you do address somebody, you pay a price for that too,
don't you? Yeah, they come back at you. So, I mean, so social media, people just think they can judge and point fingers and all that stuff. You know, none of us are perfect. We post some things we think are funny. Maybe it's not. People don't get it or whatever. But I think you probably took your post down because of the way it made your wife feel.
Yeah, and it was more, I felt bad
more
for her.
For her.
I've been through this. I know.
Right.
I will say in the same breath, there were a few people who actually had our back. And that was cool, too. And I think people listening should, you're not guilty by association, but be brave. Step up and say, you know what? This is, you know, leave them alone or whatever.
Right.
Step up for each other. It's the same thing as when
you're
on the
school
ground. You know, on the playground.
Well, and
what was interesting is I had posted something about the prank. You know, where you see the year in review, like a year ago today or two years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Each of the previous years, we had posted videos of parents doing the prank. And the posts were, everybody loved them.
Yeah,
there was like not one criticism.
It's when I do it.
Well, when did, you know, so you sometimes step in a pit, you know, a pothole without knowing you're going to step into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're blindsided by it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's interesting we tell our kids, but I think we have to tell each other. And so thank you for doing that to choose kindness, because I think we all need that reminder.
Right.
When you post something, no matter who it's to, if you're criticizing a mom, Momcast, if you're criticizing moms, think about that coming back at you. You know, think about what the person's going through. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you have to agree with everybody and everything is love and sunshine and rainbows and roses, because we know it's not like that. But be kind.
Yeah, if you don't have anything nice to say, just don't comment. Don't say anything. If it's so hard for you to hold that mean comment in, or, you know, I just always feel as women, we need to empower each other. Mothers need to support and empower each other. It's important. And I know I've just always been the kind of person, if I see you, Stacey, and I'm like, oh, I love your outfit. Your hair looks great. But I always do that. Do you know what I mean? That's just me. I'll tell strangers. That's how I met a good friend that was on Facebook, Melissa Roshan. It's so funny. She had liked my page, and I looked. I said, oh, girl, you look great in that picture. You know, and we ended up meeting later in life, and we're good friends now, you know? So it's just, why be mean, you know? Why be mean? And another thing, too, those mean comments when we do that Facebook Live, I don't know if people think we can't see that or what, but I'm looking at it. I see it. And then when I first started, people were saying, oh, I don't like her. Why is she over here? She's horrible, blah, blah, blah. And then I started messing up my words and messing up my reads. And I'm thinking, this is getting in my head. This negative is getting in my head, and it's affecting my job performance. So you just have to put it aside. Haters are going to hate. They're going to say what they're going to say. All you can do is encourage people to stop. Stop bullying. Stop being mean. Life is short. Try to be kind. It won't kill you.
Right. And embrace those that are kind.
Absolutely.
Because there are a lot of kind people out there.
Most are.
And you are beloved, and you're beautiful.
People really had my back. Thank you.
All of those things.
Yeah, the Central Ohio people who did.
I just, yes. And so moving forward, we're good, and you feel good, and things are...
Yeah, I'm fine. Like I said, those weren't even the meanest things I've had. And over the years, people just think it's okay to say mean and nasty things to TV personalities, to radio personalities. I don't know why they think that's okay, but they do, and they think we should just take it. It goes with the territory, they say. But I don't think it should. And on that particular day, I just had enough, and I had to say something. But I took my time. I thought about how I was going to address it and how it could actually maybe... have a little learning moment in there as well.
Well, I thought, Yolanda, girl's getting spicy. Look at her.
They hit me on the wrong day, Stacey. It was just the wrong day.
No, I get it completely.
But it needed to happen.
I get it completely. Did mom weigh in on this at all?
Mom did not. My dad wanted to, and he was about to push send, and my mom was like, no, don't put that on there. Don't put it on there. I was like, yeah, you're right, Dad, because, you know, on there, we have the same last name. They're going to know you're my dad. But there you go. As a parent, I'm 48 years old. My parents still protective, and someone picking on me or hurting me hurts them. And I think, you know, a lot of people, if you know me, and that's the thing, I think that's what bothers me, because I try to be a good person and I'm good to people, and I would never do that. And then when people come at you, it hurts, because that's so mean and nasty. And then things that they say are, she thinks she's this, or she's too good for it. That's
and you
not
don't.
Me.
I know you.
And then even like anonymously online, people tell lies. They'll say, oh, I saw her here and she was a bitch to me. And but, oh, can I say that on MommyCast?
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking, that didn't happen. That's not true. But people believe what they read. And that's the thing. When you try so hard to be a good person and to have a good reputation and treat people with respect and kindness, and then other people can tell lies and say things about you that truly aren't true. If I did it, I own it. But I didn't do that.
Right.
I didn't say that.
Right.
So social media and the online stuff, people can just say whatever they want, and someone can read that and believe it.
Sure.
And those things bother me. So,
you know what? I appreciate you being transparent, because people need to see that. They need to know whether it's you, whether it's me, whether it's someone that they're just responding to that they don't know that isn't in the public. We all have a heart inside.
Yeah, and nobody's perfect.
And we all have feelings.
So, yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, whether we let you know or not, or this person lets you know, this stuff hurts. And it hurts no matter your age.
Absolutely.
It hurts no matter your gender. It hurts.
Right.
And I think people need to know that. And I hope that... you'll leave Yolanda positive comments, and I know you don't need.
Yeah, I don't need your stroke.
So
you don't need my
pretty,
stroke. My ego. It's
but
like,
you
but
know,
just don't come at me like,
you know, just
out of meanness. Leave me alone.
And out of all of this,
if you don't like me, that's fine. Don't come on my page then.
Yeah,
it's fine. No, everybody's not going to like everybody. I get it.
I guess out of this, I would just encourage people to, as you said, be kind. Just Just be kind to whoever it is.
Right. And if you don't have anything kind to say, and it,
what happened
then
to
move
that?
On.
Don't say anything. Use that on your keyboard
move
as well.
On.
While I have you here, because this is MomCast,
yes,
and I know you and I share kind of a background, and maybe we didn't know this,
yes,
but I kind of always knew this. We just never sat down and had this conversation.
Right.
I want to talk about something that we very rarely get to talk about on MomCast, and that is not having children.
Right.
And there are some women and, you know, some couples that make a conscious decision mm-hmm. that children are not for them. And you know what? I respect that. Mm-hmm. I think it's a big step.
Right.
And I'm not sure everybody even thinks about it sometimes before they even have kids.
I think most people don't think about it before they
it just happens.
Kids. Exactly.
But then there also are a lot of women that go through the heartache of not being able to have children.
Right.
And that was me.
That was
in
me.
My 20s, in late 20s, I was one of those. I had my career and I wasn't ready in my first marriage. Wasn't ready. You know, your family gives you the grief. Come on, when are we going to have grandbabies?
Right.
Wasn't ready. And then when I was, couldn't. Mm-hmm. And dealt with a lot of the guilt about waiting, maybe, even though I wasn't anywhere near being old enough. I mean, I was in my late 20s. Mm-hmm. So went through all the testing, found out I couldn't, and still dealt with the, you know, all those years of me saying I didn't want kids. You know, is that why this happened? You know, you deal with that. In my case, though, years later, boom.
Yeah, surprise.
Third year into a new marriage, and we were good. We had made the decision. We're good with no kids.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
And now 11 years later, we've got an 11-year-old daughter, and she's great, and we're loving life, but never saw it coming. And tell us your story. I mean, did you go through the idea that you wanted to? Did you test? Did you just try?
What's so funny, Stacey, is why is it no one, I grew up my whole life, your teen years, your college years, no one tells you about infertility or that you just thought, of course, I try my whole life when I'm younger or single or not married, trying not to get pregnant.
Right, we do.
And then when you want a baby, you're like, what? Infertility, what's that? I never knew that a woman, there was a possibility a woman could not have children. I never knew that. You never talked to anybody about it. Your mother never told you about it. I never knew that.
Right.
So when I just thought, okay, time to get pregnant. I was married, wanted to have a baby. I always wanted children. I was, you know, like the Pied Piper. I played with everyone else's kids and loved babies, loved family. It's important to me. And then when I was, you know, trying, it just wasn't happening. I'm thinking, what is going on? What is this? So I went to the doctor. You know, I had fibroids, uterine fibroids. Had those removed, should have been fine. I know plenty of women who have had babies with uterine fibroids. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out. So then we did every test there is, taking the shots, artificial insemination, just nothing would work. So it was sad. It was depressing. You feel like your body's betrayed you. You feel like, to me, this is how I felt. I'm not even, can't even do the simple thing that every woman is supposed to be able to do. That's how I felt. It was heartbreaking.
I know that feeling.
It was heartbreaking. And you're just like, what is this? You know, that's just, you always want to be a mom and have family. That's just what, I never saw myself without children. Ever. But looking back now in that particular marriage, maybe God, you know, thank God I didn't have children with that one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and then you get older and you're in your career. And then, you know, I ended up, the fibroids came back and I had, you know, just some female issues, but it just never happened. So I think you just got to make peace with it. And I did, but still sometimes I feel sad. I feel envious of others when I see, you know, look, they're all happy, they have a little baby. You know, it's sad.
Right.
It's sad because I think I'm grieving. That's a loss. As a woman, as someone who's always wanted children, I'm grieving a loss. I don't know how long I'll grieve for that. I don't know. I'll think I'm over it and then something will hit me and I'm sad again. So
no, I get that completely. I think that's a good way to call it is grieving. Mm-hmm. My dad is now retired, but he was a minister. And I have very vivid memories of one day in particular. Like all the other days, you know, are kind of general to me. Mm-hmm. But Mother's Day, I have to tell you, you know, my mom would make such a big deal of all the moms there.
Yeah.
And she would find the oldest mom. She would find the newest mom.
Yeah.
She would find the mom with
most
the most
kids.
Babies
yeah.
every year. And they'd have all the moms stand up. And I have to tell you, it would just, and I didn't want anyone to know it bothered me.
Yeah.
But it would break my heart mm-hmm. to sit there in that service and watch all the other women stand up
mm-hmm.
with just that simple question, can we have all the moms stand up? And it was well-meaning. It was my
right.
own mom.
Right.
You know,
so,
I mean,
yes.
she had no intentions of hurting me. Mm-hmm. But I remember later something, I never said a word to her, but I don't know if she just some, you know, one day it dawned on her or what, but she talked about the moms that are not, you know, the mm. women that wanted to be moms and actually, and it was, I remember
didn't,
how
yeah.
it just was so kind that somebody understood.
Yeah. Because you until you're in it, you don't think about
you
it.
You don't think
you
about
it. You don't understand it.
And you don't want to be the downer because
right.
it is a joyous thing.
It is.
And it's a wonderful thing to be a mom. And yet there are millions of women who aren't moms mm-hmm. who will never be moms.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always kind of temper any of the talk. It's odd that I am on MomCast, which I celebrate. And
right.
to me, it's the most wonderful privilege in my life
right.
to be a mom. But I can also say this, and I say it to you, and I say it to all moms who say, well, how did it happen to you? Or women who, you know, are still hopeful, you know,
yeah.
that it could happen. It may or may not happen, but I can tell you this, while being a mom is the biggest privilege of my life,
mm-hmm.
I would have been okay had I never had my daughter. And I know that sounds weird
do you
to
think,
say.
Really?
I do.
What if you
because
didn't have her and
it's
you'd
hard
still
for
be
me
thinking,
to go back.
I wish I would have.
You know, I was good.
Yeah.
I was in a place. I think you are able to get yeah. to that place. It doesn't mean it
yeah.
it ever stops the
right,
ache,
okay,
really.
So then I'm
but there
good,
are so
but yet
many,
yearning. Yeah.
Yes, there's so many wonderful things to fill your life with. And I know they sound like they don't compare,
yeah.
but I do believe wholeheartedly you're going to have a wonderful life.
Right. It's
and
just different. It's not
it's
the one
different.
I planned.
It's
yes,
not
it's
the
different.
One that you planned. It's different, but it can be wonderful.
And I have niece
of,
and nephews.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Full of so many joys in your
right.
life. And I think that's hard to get across. And I don't say that in a patronizing way
right,
either.
Right, right, right.
Because I get
right.
it.
You're right.
I
my
get
life
it.
Is good. My life is great. That part of my life, what I thought, here's what I always say. I was, because I've had a bad marriage and I got a divorce. I'm remarried now. I'm very happy. So I always said in my head, maybe my personal life just isn't supposed to work out because my professional life is going well. And maybe that's the sacrifice I have to make. But no, it's not true, but that's how you feel.
You can have both, and
yeah.
and now you do. Again, similar to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I, you know, I can tell you now, second time around, we just celebrated 15 years.
Woo!
And it's
that's
not,
great.
It's not perfect, but
yeah, no
it's
marriages.
Wonderful. It's
yeah.
wonderful, and you can, you don't have to say to yourself, well, I can't have happiness here. Or, you know, because I'm successful in my career,
right.
maybe I'm not going to have this wonderful home life.
Right.
You can have it. And, you know, I think we all need to, you know, see the blessings where we have them because we all have the blessings.
You're right.
And there are so many people that, you know, have gone through worse. And,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
It's hard to see that, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it.
But your grief is your own.
I
and me
get
grieving
it.
That is okay. It's like there are worse things that could happen to me, but with that was bad. And I felt like it's okay for me to be upset and
Absolutely.
Sad about it. It's okay. No, it's not as bad as maybe what this person's going through, but this is my.
It's your sadness.
It's mine. But you just got to get off your butt, look at your blessings, be happy for the things you have. And granted, it's not the life I planned for myself, but you know what? We're not in charge of the plan. So this is the cards I've been dealt. And it's just, it's not bad. It's just different. It's not what I envisioned
mm-hmm.
in my head. I envisioned family. I envisioned my kids playing with my sister's kids and cousins and family vacations. And now I look, I don't have all that, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, life is life. And sometimes I get sad about it or I'll notice, good grief, everybody in the world is pregnant. Every pregnant woman is crossing my path today. You know what I mean? But I love babies. I've thrown baby showers for my friends. And that's how I only do it for really good friends. Because, you know, I mean, that's hard, you know?
Yeah, it is.
But I've done it. I've thrown three, and, you know, they're wonderful, and I share their babies, and it's great.
Trust me, I get it. I know the feelings. I do. And all I can say is love and, you know, grab the good things and try to hold on to them. Because the yearning won't end. But,
no, I think that's
But life can be very full.
It is.
Very,
and I can get lots more sleep than if I were a mom.
Before we go, girl, I was going to tell you, there are like a lot of things, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if I got a group of moms together, they'd give you all kinds of good things.
Yeah, and I know much respect to moms. That is a hard, hard job. It's obviously a rewarding one and the biggest blessing, absolutely. But being a mom, it's tough. You have a big responsibility. You have to raise good human beings. And, you know, you worry about them every minute. Because I know how I feel about my niece and nephews. And I can't imagine if they came from me and they were, they're still my babies.
Sure.
You know, I was there for every birth, catching them when they came out. You know what I mean? But just the way I feel about them, I can't imagine the pressure and the worry and everything on a mom and the love.
Right.
You have to be exploding with love when you look at these kids.
And, well, some days and others.
And they can break your heart. Absolutely. So kudos to mom.
Yes.
My hats
and you know what? You don't
moms.
Know the influence you're going to have on your nieces and nephews. You really, you do.
Yeah, my niece is
big
my
time.
Mini-me, for sure. She is. She absolutely is.
I think we're going to leave that right there. Yolanda, thank you for being so transparent. Thank you for sharing your story with us and for being on MomCast. You're going to have to come back and we'll talk about something fun.
Yeah, yay moms. Kudos. My hat's off to all you moms out there, for real.
Well, I definitely wanted to set aside some time to talk about, Producer Greg, your daughter, Mabel, your baby.
She's my baby
of the
girl.
Family,
yes.
Yeah, is having a birthday. And, you know, it's not just moms that get kind of bittersweet about this, because you've mentioned it quite a few times that Mabel's turning three.
It's a big one. I've noticed in the past just few months how old she's getting.
I know. It happens quick, doesn't it?
Just the things that she's saying and doing and interacting. And she's definitely has a mind of her own now. I mean, she's definitely a stubborn little girl who knows what she wants and knows what she doesn't want. She loves PJs, you know. I struggle to get her in clothes, and then 10 minutes later, she runs upstairs and puts a new pair of PJs on.
Oh, girl after my own heart.
But yeah, it is. It's bittersweet because I think this is the first birthday where I'm like, oh. And she's our last one, knock on wood, for now.
Oh, come on now.
The little kid
stuff
is behind us.
You don't know that for sure.
If I have anything to do with it.
Yeah, never. Well, okay, you've not taken any steps for that yet. So
No.
As far as you know right now, but you guys are still young, so. And I know your wife, so.
That's a whole nother
never
story.
Never say never.
Yes.
Yeah, that's another mom cast, definitely. But you guys are kind of. I feel like you're bucking the trend almost, but I'm seeing more parents do it. So I don't want to say retro, because I almost feel like now it's in vogue. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that it's a throwback, but now it's in style. All of these, and there are great places all over to have birthday parties, first of all. I mean, there are some really cool places that we never had growing up.
The play spaces.
Right.
Yeah.
Big birthday party, you know, and they provide everything and you just go. But you're not doing that this time around.
We're doing an old school birthday party at home. Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned, Mabel loves PJs. So we're doing a pancake and pajama party. So it's going to be early morning. It'll be like 9 to noon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I have to check the invite exactly.
You don't know.
But yeah, you know, these.
Oh, and that's simple.
It's simple. It's easy. It's fun. It's actually, if you have toddlers or kids, that's actually the perfect time, because you know they get up at 7 in the morning. And by 9 o'clock, they're ready to roll. And you're just waking up. So we thought that was a good time. And these places, these bounce houses and stuff, they're cool, but they're expensive. And you know, this way we could kind of just go at our own pace. And
I love that. So I mean, that's not real expensive. Are you guys making the pancakes?
Yeah,
and,
we're doing it.
Oh, I think that's
fun. And we'll get all the toppings and stuff. But, you know, it's only her third one, but I don't want her to get spoiled or used to the idea of that every birthday has got to be huge. Mallory, my wife, has already said she's ready to stop doing birthday parties, and I don't know
really,
and I don't, and big one, big early. Ones where mm-hmm. you know we invite
well,
every
an older
family
son.
Member. Yes,
he's had
yeah.
his fifth.
Yep.
And
yeah.
did he go to those places and do
oh,
those
yeah.
bigger parties?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And, I mean, they yeah. get crazy.
And the thing with our family and friends, you know, if you can't invite one couple without inviting mm-hmm. the other couple, and
right.
you can't invite one grandparent without inviting the other grandparent, so it just can get out of hand very easily. So I think, you know, it'll be fun. And by noon, maybe we could catch a nap and catch our second wind for her birthday and do
yeah.
something that night.
Well, and I'm going to put a post up on Facebook, too. You'll have to put a picture of Mabel and what kind of party you guys had, first
okay.
of all. And
yeah,
then
we'll
ask folks, because I think if we can share ideas, and again, we can add those places where you can go. Because everybody's budget's
different.
And they
different. Are cool. They are. And
everybody's
it's
budget's different.
It's nice.
But something like that, you know, for the budget cautious, we'll just
yeah.
put it that way,
yeah.
where you don't want to spend an arm and a leg. And I have to tell you, we never did a party with Liv like that. Never did one. Never had
never
a location party.
The, uh-huh,
never did
to
it.
The bounce house place or place.
Never
space.
Did
yeah.
it. And all
yeah.
of her friends did it. And I was like the bad mom because we didn't. We only did family parties, and we only did something the day of her half birthday because she's got a summer birthday
mm-hmm.
At school. You
that's
know, just
fun.
The
that's
take the
idea.
Treat, and that was it. And she lived.
Yeah,
she's 11.
Yep. Yep.
And we tried once to do a sleepover party, and none of the kids were quite ready. So,
yeah.
but I love that. I love the simple because the kids they have just as much fun. They have
absolutely.
Just as
they
much
don't
fun
care
at
where
that.
It is.
And that's a great idea. You could put anything on the pancakes. I love it. So maybe some pictures, and then
oh,
people mm-hmm. can share because I love that idea. And then if you've done something that really was not expensive or at least budget friendly, you can share your ideas and maybe some of your pictures too. And again, if you went to a location and did one of the bigger parties, that's fine. I mean, Liv's done everything from rock. You know, the rock climbing walls,
mm-hmm.
the ninja warrior
oh, that's
parties.
Cool. Yeah, the trampoline
park. Oh,
parks,
yeah, the trampoline park.
Things.
Everything. We've done all of the laser tag parks, everything.
I will say, you know, I am the entertainment, talking about
oh, you are.
Budget friendly.
Hmm.
My buddy and I are forming a new children's band called the Pancake Dinosaurs.
Really?
Yeah. And we're going to perform, you know, Happy and You Know It and Happy Birthday.
Awesome.
So I'll let you know, because maybe, you know, maybe if it goes well and we don't
you'll
make
be
any
hire.
Kids
yeah.
cry, yeah, you can hire me out.
Okay. Well, we could put a video. I've seen some of the work of the band.
Of the Pancake
or at least
Dinosaurs.
Heard, yeah.
yeah.
So maybe we can post that on our MomCast page. And if you're really mm-hmm. budget conscious,
yeah.
maybe.
We'll pay you to play. Your party.
We'll play for gigs or pay for gigs. So maybe we'll get you some more. I don't know. Oh my gosh, I feel like we covered so many things on this week's MomCast. Thank you for being here. And this would be a great time to say, please, if you could take a moment to review us and, you know, obviously be kind.
Some nice things.
Like the, see what I did there? See what I did? Yeah, if you could be kind. No, if you could review us, that helps more people find out about MomCast because it puts it out there a little more prominently. So if you could do that, I would appreciate that. And as always, if you have a topic or a question, if you'd like us to find an expert on anything, let us know. You can find us on Facebook, and we would love to hear from you. Have a great week.